This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. China has published new virus showing the coronavirus is not as deadly as previous viruses, including SARS and MERS. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The data appear to show a decline in the number of new cases of coronavirus, but WHO chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says this should be interpreted with great caution because trends can change as new populations are affected. More than 94% of all reported cases in China come from Hubei province. The new cases reported are both clinically and lab-confirmed cases. Tedros says it is too early to tell if the disease is slowing down. Tedros, however, says the Chinese data appear to indicate that most people who become infected with COVID-19 disease will not die. Tedros says the fatality rate is at about 2%. Those most at risk are elderly people with underlying health conditions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The WHO reports about 1,772 deaths, mostly in China, from coronavirus. Syrian army said Monday it's taken full control of dozens of towns in Aleppo's northwestern countryside. Lucy Fielder has more.
An army spokesman announces Syrian forces have regained control of dozens of villages and towns in Aleppo province. Yet another advance the day after a huge strategic gain for President Bashar al-Assad on Sunday, when his forces drove insurgents from the highway linking Aleppo to Damascus, reopening the route between Syria's two largest cities for the first time in years. But the cost has been vast. The fight since the start of the year, backed by Russian airstrikes, to regain the last parts of the Aleppo countryside and Idlib province, has driven hundreds of thousands of Syrian civilians towards the border.
That's Lucy Fielder. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Angola's president Monday in Luanda to withdraw talks focusing on strengthening economic ties and supporting Angolans in their fight against corruption. At a joint news conference, Angola's foreign minister said he wants to believe Pompeo's presence signals a new chapter and a new relationship between the two countries. Pompeo praised the Angolan president for his efforts.
He's increased transparency. He's helped financial institutions clean up their books. And he's pursued bad actors. I'm optimistic that he will continue to liberate Angola from corruption.
From Luanda, Pompeo travels on to Ethiopia, later Saudi Arabia and Oman. It's a 9-day trip to six countries. Jurors deciding Harvey Weinstein's fate in his sex assault trial are set to start deliberating on Tuesday. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Weinstein left court Friday to a flurry of questions from reporters. In closing arguments, his lawyers said the accusers are opportunists and that the prosecution created a universe that strips adult women of common sense, autonomy, and responsibility. Prosecutors told jurors in Weinstein's universe the women were merely ants that he could step on without consequences and implored them to focus on his conduct, not what the alleged victims in the case may have said or done with Weinstein afterward. Julie Walker, New York.
Strong winds and heavy rain have caused flooding, road closures, and electricity outages across the Nordic and Baltic regions of Europe as people on the British Isles clean up from damage caused in recent days. VOA's Jim Bertel has more.
The storm named Dennis, which started over the weekend, has prompted widespread travel disruptions across Europe, with the potential to cause more damage than the previous weekend storm. Emergency services on the Jutland Peninsula have been pumping out water from basements and using sandbags to try to contain the deluge, while residents in parts of Wales and western Britain have been surveying the damage after the storm flooded roads, railways, homes, and businesses. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says he will give $10 billion of his own money to fight climate change. The world's wealthiest person made the pledge Monday in an Instagram post. He said the initiative would begin issuing grants within a few months. Amazon has faced criticism from its own employees for not doing enough to combat climate change. The company, which delivers billions of parcels each year, has a high carbon footprint based on the planes, trucks, and cars it uses to transport items around the world. Last year, Bezos pledged to make the retailer net carbon neutral by 2040. From Washington, D.C., I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.